Our next topic is pre-filing investigations and patent infringement litigation, and our speaker is Kevin Kudlak. Kevin is special counsel and the resident Texan at the Radulescu, New York-based patent litigation boutique firm. Kevin has 33 years as a patent litigator and has found himself in trials throughout various locations in the U.S. as well as overseas. Please welcome Kevin.
Thank you. This is, oddly enough, a very personal speech I'm about to give you, a presentation I'm about to give. 2 years ago, we took over a case that was about to be filed, and it was going to be very large, and because there are lots and lots and lots of products, and we'll get into that. But over the years before this, I'd had a couple of situations where the defendant said, nope, you didn't do an adequate pre-filing investigation. Now, they had actually no idea what we did as a pre-filing investigation, but they said, no, you didn't do enough. And there were threats of Rule 11. Now, nothing ever happened. There were never Rule 11 motions filed, granted, or whatever. But nevertheless, I don't know if you've ever had somebody threaten one or file one against you, that gets in your head. You're thinking, what did I do wrong? What could I have done better? And it's really bothersome, right? I'm not a fan of Rule 11 motions unless I'm filing them and I really have a basis to do it. But it really caught my attention. And then when we took this case over, it was exactly the type of situation where you wanted to do your pre-filing investigation and get it right because you knew about the defendant. Right. You knew there was a situation where they had done things in the past in other cases. You'd done your research about them, and you knew these are the troublemakers of the world. So we had a case, and let me just start with the premise of all this is you believe that one of your competitors is selling dozens and dozens of infringing products, maybe even hundreds. And then what are you going to do? Well, we know we have to do a pre-filing investigation because we have to have a Rule 11 basis to file your complaint and so on and so forth. And that Rule 11 basis, as we all know, has to stick all the way through the case. You can't go to trial without a Rule 11 basis. Seems like a rule. So we'll talk about the different stages of this, the pre-filing investigation, making the infringement allegations, and what the implications of that are throughout the case. So let me get into a little bit more detail about what my hypothetical here is this. And the Acme company, and I used some sort of AI to generate this image, so bear with me, got a lot of cell phone models out there, and we all know that they change over time, right? Okay, so you have your version 5 has version 5.1, 1.01, 1.0, right? So they're little tweaks here and there. And every one of these has a screen. This is just my hypothetical, so we have some talking points. Screens have become a commodity. So there are lots of different manufacturers making them. You can mix and match them as long as they meet your general specifications. So you can take from manufacturer here, manufacturer there, put them on your manufacturing line, and off you go. Now, you, as the plaintiff, you have screen patents. And you also have licensees, because we want to make this even more complicated. You don't actually make them. You have third parties make them for you. Great. Now, the final complication is that you can't just look at the screen and say, aha, infringement, right? You actually have to do some testing. You have to go in there and figure out the circuitry or figure out the levels of the layers of the screen or whatever it is, but you have to do something to figure it out to get your Rule 11 basis before you file. Now, maybe you have patents on the circuitry or the method of manufacture. Just think, you're a real innovator, you've got lots of patents. That's my hypothetical. So what do? We go on to our pre-filing investigation. What do? How much do you have to do? One further complication. You've got lots of patents. You know there's going to be a lot of infringement. There's lots of products. How many cases are you going to file? And how many patents and how many products are going to be in each case? Because we all know that judges have the ability to control their docket, right? And we've seen all those limiting orders saying, okay, you filed this case with 15 patents, you get to take 2 to trial. So how are you going to do this so that you don't lose rights by dismissing allegations of infringement on patents or dismissing allegations of infringement on products? we all know the reservation of rights, and you have this thing that says, okay, we're going to narrow the case, and you don't necessarily lose that. The Federal Circuit's weighed in on that sometimes, but we don't have clear images of what that really works to do, Kessler Doctrine and all. Just a concern. I'm not going to go into how to fix all that today. I'm focused on that, but I wanted to bring it up as that's something that you have to worry about as you go along and put your caveats into every one of those dismissals as they come along.